Tommy McNeil. China says it is impossible to hold trade talks with the United States with a new round of tariffs in place. U.S. imposed duties on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods in a retaliatory set of tariffs imposed by Beijing on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods took effect Monday. Chinese Vice Commerce Minister has asked reporters in Beijing Tuesday, how can any talks proceed now that the Trump administration has adopted such large-scale restrictions, which he said is like holding a knife to someone's throat. On the sidelines of the 73rd U.N. General Assembly session Monday, President Donald Trump and Moon Jae-in of South Korea signed a new free trade agreement that Mr. Trump hailed as a historic milestone.
My administration is the first to actually keep our promise and deliver. And in addition to this deal, we have many in the works, and they're fair deals. They're reciprocal deals, and they make a tremendous difference to our workers, our companies, and to the United States as a whole.
Mr. Trump said the deal will significantly reduce the trade imbalance with South Korea and create new opportunities to export American products to the South Korean market. The two leaders also discussed North Korea and denuclearization, with Mr. Trump indicating he will be holding yet another face-to-face meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
We're both very much looking forward to having it. It will be between North Korea and the United States. It will be similar to the format we had before, most likely a different location. Again, it will be announced pretty soon. I think a lot of progress is being made. I see tremendous enthusiasm on behalf of Chairman Kim toward making a deal.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters Monday he expects to return to Pyongyang to arrange a summit before year's end and express optimism the North Korean leader will follow through on his pledge to give up the country's nuclear arsenal. This is VOA News. The White House said Monday that the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will meet President Trump Thursday, following news reports that Justice Department's number two official was expecting to be fired. The announcement came days after the New York Times reported that Rosenstein last year suggested secretly recording Mr. Trump and that he raised the idea of invoking the U.S. Constitution's 25th Amendment that would remove the president from office for being unfit to govern. Rosenstein had denied the report last week. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is fighting back against allegations of sexual misconduct, telling the Fox News Channel in an exclusive interview Monday he is not backing out. The judge's nomination was recently threatened by Christine Blasey Ford's claims that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were in high school. A second woman has come forward saying that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her while they were students at Yale University. The Supreme Court nominee denies those claims as well, writing in a letter to top lawmakers the allegations are an effort to destroy his good name. President Trump is expected to mobilize global opinions against Iran's destabilizing behavior as he addresses the 73rd U.N. General Assembly. Mr. Trump pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear agreement with Tehran, but the five remaining members agreed to keep business ties active with Iran despite U.S. sanctions. Federica Mogherini is the European Union Foreign Policy Chief.
The participants welcomed practical proposals to maintain and develop payment channels, notably the initiative to establish a special purpose vehicle to facilitate payments related to Iran's exports, including oil and imports.
The so-called special purpose vehicle is the creation of Britain, France, Germany, Russia, China, and Iran. Myanmar's army has carried out a planned campaign of mass murder and terrorism against the Rohingya Muslims. That's according to the U.S. State Department. But it also stopped short of calling it ethnic cleansing or crimes against humanity. Investigators spoke to more than 1,000 Rohingya men and women who fled to Bangladesh. They see Burmese soldiers shot and killed babies and children and unarmed men throwing the bodies into mass graves. Some victims were burned alive. Women reported being victims of gang rape by groups of soldiers. An earlier UN investigation said that the actions of the Burmese military were carried out with genocidal intent, and it called for top military commanders to be put on trial as a result. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop.